Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, it's Jessica Benson from the Grizzlies Radio Network and Rise and Grind host on 92.9 FM ESPN's Jason and John Show.
Jessica Benson, how you doing?
You're lucky that I like Jason so much, or I would have just hung up
right on
there,
phone.
On the spot.
Just 1 week. It's just, well, it's technically two, I think, now. But it's just temporary. This too shall pass, Jessica. I promise.
Oh, thank you. You got me on a Green Bay Packers bye week, and
I
have Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Jones. It's a tough scene, but I have to give you the credit.
You got
the win. Congratulations. Big moment. Just remember, I will remember this weekend for the rest of fantasy football eternity.
We'll move to the Grizzlies in just a minute, but I do think that the audience deserves sort of a statement. Are you embarrassed? Are you embarrassed? Like the way that the Bills are embarrassed? Are you embarrassed?
What kind of question is that? Just like the two Bills players, what kind of question is that? Imagine me walking off, staring you dead in the eye and saying, I will not forget.
You come here every week. You come on the show every week. You answer our questions respectfully.
Yes.
You know, how could I do that? How could I possibly put you in that situation? Look, I'll tell you who's not embarrassed, and that's the Memphis Grizzlies. They seem to have forgotten how to lose, even without Ja Morant. How do they keep doing this?
It's funny because when Ja Morant went down against the Atlanta Hawks, the question turned to looking back at last season when the Grizzlies were able to have some success when he was dealing with that ankle injury and he missed eight games, and it all came down to how they performed defensively. But based on how the Grizzlies were performing defensively at the time of Ja Morant's injury, it was like, oh, yikes, they can't go that route this time around. But they've proven everyone wrong. A huge part of it has been, I think, Dylan Brooks really sitting in that spot as not just the best defender on the team, but the leader to help that defense go. Watching him on Jimmy Butler last night, that was the difference between how the Grizzlies came out against the Heat the first time around. And I know Jimmy Butler is obviously still not 100% based on last night's game, but it's been so inspiring to see the Grizzlies hold four of these last five opponents to 100 points, and the one who hit 100 was the Kings, and it was just 101 on a last-second shot. So to get through this stretch, it's required a full defensive effort, the full physicality approach. Even looking at what Steven Adams has done in these last two games has been wildly impressive. He's like a brick wall. But everyone has come together to make it happen for the Grizzlies, and that just sets them up in a good spot. I don't think any of us, no matter how positive of a person you may be,
right,
I don't think anyone thought we'd be sitting here right now saying the Grizzlies have won five straight games without Ja Morant.
Nope. How optimistic are you that they can continue to play defense at this level or near it once Ja is back, which feels like it might be soon?
Hopefully imminent. We saw him enter the hyperbolic chamber on Instagram with the emojis back soon. So you think that it's trending in the right direction. I think he has to be inspired as ever, sitting on the sidelines. And there's a bit of a FOMO approach to it, too. Desmond Bane was our walk-off interview on the Grizzlies radio broadcast last night, and he said even Kyle Anderson, who's been out the last couple of games, turned to him in the middle and said, man, like, this looks like so much fun. And when you're stuck on the sidelines and not able to be a part of it, it certainly sits in you, it creeps in, and you want to get back out there. And we know Ja Morant, he's someone who's going to study film, he's someone who's going to rise to the challenge. And when he sees the team performing like this defensively, he mentally is going to get himself in that spot to make sure the drop-off doesn't occur.
We're talking to Jessica Benson. Joins us every single Tuesday here on the show. Catch her on Rise and Grind, Grind City Media, as well as the Grizzlies Radio Network. Here, you know, we were sort of talking about it before you came on in terms of just the next three games. It seems almost radical to suggest that they can get through this week without losing. But look, you've got the Mavs, who, you know, very in and out with Luka and Porzingis and things like that. Then you've got the Lakers, who are old and may not care. And then you have the Rockets, who, yes, have won six straight, but make no mistake, they're one of the worst teams in the NBA. Those six wins have come against the dregs of the league as well. What likelihood do you give the Grizzlies of getting through this week without an L?
It'll be tough. I mean, but then again, when you look at them getting through the last five without an L, I'm never going to say never. The Lakers have struggled. When it comes to the Mavs, they're going to want to get revenge on what you just did to them in Dallas. I think it'll ultimately kind of weigh on, is Luka Doncic available? I know he's questionable for the Mavs-Nets game. Is Kristaps Porzingis maybe back in the equation? With those two, that's how the Mavs are going to go. And then when it comes to the Rockets game, like, you don't want to overlook them, but there's also going to be so much added emotion for that game, with it being Zebo's jersey retirement game. That's just a game you cannot lose. So when you look at the first two to get there between the Mavs and the Lakers, it'll be tough, but I think the Grizzlies will come back inspired on their home court. Hopefully there's a good turnout. Three opportunities this week to see this team at home, and they have more than deserved fans coming out and supporting them right now.
You know, we kind of broke down what we've thought of Zaire, at least so far. What have you thought of Santi Aldama? We've gotten some extended looks at him, especially that OKC game. Now, we gotta look at everybody in that OKC game. But what have you thought of Santi Aldama in the time that we've seen him?
I've been really impressed. And when his shot is going, it's, you know, a different story. And like we saw in that OKC game, it's kind of the first opportunity we saw of him as a shooter, of more of an offensive weapon for the Grizzlies. But the potential is there, and obviously the Grizzlies believe in this guy. We've seen him getting these first quarter rotation minutes as the Grizzlies have had to dip into their depth with some of these bench players out over this stretch of games, and it just gives them one more player who is emerging as, I would say, a pleasant surprise. I mean, it just comes with the territory of being a guy who a lot of people didn't have eyeballs on coming out of Loyola, Maryland, and thus far, he's risen to the occasion when his number's been called.
Do you think they can get this Steven Adams, or at least one that's been close to this guy they've gotten the last couple of games, double-double? So, you know, we're not talking Jonas levels yet, but this Steven Adams, rather than the one who, you know, let's face it, hasn't met certainly the expectations of what we thought they were getting when they made the trade for him. What do you think about Steven sort of staying at this level?
I really hope so, because I would love to have him drop F-bombs on post-game interviews constantly. I was a little sad that the TV broadcast got it, and we didn't. I'm sure the powers that be would like it to not happen, but he's such a fun walk-off interview. I think in terms of Steven Adams, this has been, you know, what it's been about for him this year is the Grizzlies. When John Morant's on the court, you don't need that added offensive contributions from him, but it's great to get that right now, and to have the two straight double doubles is huge. But to have him as an effective rebounder, as a monster screen setter, all of those other things that he's able to do, that opens up what the Grizzlies want to do. I mean, last night, like, that man was just, he was a board. Like, I don't want to be on the other side of a Steven Adams screen. I don't want to be fighting for a rebound against a guy like Steven Adams. And to have, what was it, 16 rebounds last night and 17 of them on the offensive glass. If he can get more of those tip-ins to go, if I know at this point in his career, if he can be a more consistent free-throw shooter, that ship might have sailed a little bit. But just those little things night in and night out will help this team tremendously.
I want to turn you to college basketball, obviously.
Do we have to?
Oh, yeah. No, this is the deal. You know, this is the arrangement that you signed up for, Jessica. And it's the question that I think a lot of people are wondering around Memphis today. How about your USC Trojans? 8-0. Will they ever lose? Yeah!
Brad keeps it queued up.
That's right. Will they ever lose? I don't think so.
Well, this went in a direction that I was not expecting, and I'm very, very grateful for it. No, they've been tremendous. I mean, to come out that game against Washington State the other night.
I like it.
Their first real test, and they edged them out. I think it was like a 2-point win.
Yeah, 63-61. You know, to get that win on the road, as we see here locally, it's tough to win on the road in college basketball.
It is, and if we can be the mecca of college football and college basketball,
hell
please,
yeah, thank
let's
you.
Let's come back.
Let's go. Do you have a Boogie Ellis jersey yet?
Not yet, but I might need to get one. It could be the crowd. I don't know if I could wear it out in public in Memphis.
Oh, you
might get a little spicy.
If I'm at the function, you good? All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're good with me. Okay, yes, we do have to talk about Memphis Tiger basketball. We had you on, I can't remember, it all runs together now, but you came on and you said, man, you guys are, you know, kind of hard. And and then, you know, they've lost two in a row after that. Maybe it was the Georgia game. I can't remember. I guess just what's your own state of the program address right now for the University of Memphis?
Well, as quickly as it's unraveled, they truly do have the opportunity to build it back up. I don't want anyone to sleep on this Murray State game, because Murray State truly is a better team, at least than the Georgia team that beat Memphis two games ago. But then you come right back and you have two more SEC teams ahead of you, two ranked SEC teams ahead of you, and especially considering what Alabama did to Gonzaga and the battle in Seattle over the weekend, Tennessee speaks for itself in that it's a rivalry. You'll have Kennedy Chandler on the other end. So while we sit here and talk a little bit in the dumps, Tuesday feels better. It's freezing outside, but at least the sun came out today. The skies are blue. There's still the sun in the sky. But right now you have to look ahead and say, okay, there is still an opportunity to turn this conversation around. The window is small because, as we know, once you get into conference play, those opportunities for quad one wins and signature wins falls apart a little bit in the American outside of Houston. But that will require a significant change on the court too.
Yeah.
So we'll see what this rotation looks like. Who are these players who are the ones who really want to play, who want to care? Are those the ones who come out on the court on Friday? What does Penny Hardaway do in terms of establishing what his rotation looks like going forward?
You know, you've been here for a while. You've been in the Memphis bubble. So, you know, it's not, I know it's not really new to you anymore. But like, just, you know, as a media professional that has worked in different markets, like, what do you make of just the attention that the college basketball program gets? Like, is it toxic? You know, is there, you know, whether it's us or whoever, like, do we share some, you know, some role in this? Like, just what is your idea of the scrutiny that Memphis Tiger basketball gets?
Well, I think because Memphis is a big feeling medium-sized city, but it feels like everyone knows each other and there really is this sense of community, and so much of that community rallies around what? The Memphis Tigers and the Memphis Grizzlies. And so because of that connectivity, I think when things sour, it can feel a little more toxic than if you're in like a New York or LA, where frankly people are going to say whatever they want, and there's not a personal level to it.
Well, and there's a million different things there too, right?
Yeah.
Like, we have two things in Memphis.
Million different teams.
Yes.
Yes. And so the focus is, it's so hyper-focused here. And then you add on the fact that right now when it comes to the Memphis Tigers basketball team, you throw one of the most iconic, beloved figures in the city in Penny Hardaway as the head coach. And it becomes really hard because you want to sit in a space where you're appropriately critical of a team that isn't living up to the expectations that everyone nationally, locally had for them. But you also want to give the grace of allowing a coach to still figure out what exactly his legacy is going to be as the head coach at the U of M. So it's a tricky situation. I don't envy you guys. I don't envy any of us for having to try to figure out how to walk and balance that line. But I think I can say, and I know people always hate in the media when, or at least in other cities, when you say the word we, oh, it's not we, it's them. You're the media, you're outside of it. But no, being inside Memphis City Limits, everyone in this city wants Penny Hardaway and the Tigers to succeed. Anyone who cares about the University of Memphis. So it's not about not caring or turning against them. Like, no, we just want to see this be better, and we want this season to accomplish what we were hoping to see here.
Yeah, I agree totally, which is a –
couldn't have said it better.
And I'm the first person to admit this. Like, that is a removal from how I felt about the Tubby Smith era. I did not want that to succeed. I wanted that to end, right? I want the Penny Hardaway era to flourish. I want him to be able to have and maintain that great legacy. I don't want it to end like Larry ended, you know? Like, nobody thinks fondly of that time, and I don't think anybody on this call or anybody in the city wants to see that happen again. So I think that's where our hearts are. And in a place like Memphis, you know, that is what makes it different, right? Because in New York, they don't care about how Joe Judge feels. They don't care about Joe Judge's legacy. They don't care about his family, where he came from. It's just like, hey, dude, you suck. You're out. You know, come bring in the next guy. That's not how it is in this market, and I think that is certainly what sets it apart. Jessica, always appreciate
thank
your
you
visits
so much
here
for
on the show.
Us, Jessica.
Thank you.
Guys. Sorry I had to do what I had to do. Talk to you next week.
Get out of here. Goodbye, Jason.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.